From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is ending the decades-old policy that allows Cubans reaching U.S. soil to remain in the country without a visa. U.S. President Barack Obama said the so-called wet-foot-dry-foot policy is ending immediately. Obama called the move an important step in normalizing relations with Cuba. The president said Cuba has agreed to take back Cuban migrants who arrive in the United States without permission. An investigator at the U.S. Justice Department says he is launching a probe of the agency's handling of the investigation of Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. National security expert and law professor Jamil Jaffer on the probe.
As we learned during the election time frame, apparently I believe it was the Deputy Attorney General, if I'm not mistaken, had made clear, or at least her staff had made clear to the FBI director that they didn't, that this was not the Justice Department's position, was the overall, the main justice, that is to say, because the FBI is within the Justice Department, oftentimes operates separately, but the main justice did not think that this was a right approach. In fact, that there were justice sort of general guidelines about how you operate in election time and that this was not the recommended approach.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he would look at how the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Director James Comey conducted his year-long probe of Clinton. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has told U.S. President-elect Donald Trump that the intelligence community did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Mr. Trump obtained by the Russians. Clapper says he told the president-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgment that the information is reliable. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The men tapped to lead the Pentagon and the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency are advocating a tough approach toward Russia when they spoke at their congressional confirmation hearings. Mike Pompeo is President-elect Trump's nominee to head the CIA.
This was an aggressive action taken by the senior leadership inside of Russia, and America has an obligation, and the CIA has a part of that obligation to protect that information.
Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee the U.S. needs to be aggressive in dealing with Russia and maintaining good relations with the countries of the Middle East.
I think we have got to restore a better relationship with Israel and with our Arab allies. I think there's a sense on their part that we are indifferent to the situation they face, the security situation that they face.
Neurosurgeon Ben Carson testified concerning his appointment to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Syrian army is accusing Israel of launching a missile strike on a Syrian military base near Damascus Friday that caused a series of explosions. Syria warned Israel about repercussions for the flagrant attack. Syria said it would continue to fight against terrorism. The Syrian airport had been used as a base to fire rockets into rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told an audience at Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh University Friday that the upcoming change in administrations will not affect the relationship shared between the two countries. Kerry also addressed the ongoing tensions over territorial claims in the South China Sea region.
The United States has made it clear that we do not favor one set of claims over another. International law treats all of our countries equally. We believe in all the countries in the region, whether big or small, and that they should all refrain from provocative acts that add to tensions or might lead to greater militarization of the area.
Currently, six countries, including China and Vietnam, claims at least some part of the sea as their own. On Saturday, Kerry is scheduled to visit the Mekong Delta, where he fought during the Vietnam War. After Vietnam, Kerry travels to Paris for a conference on Middle East peace and to London to meet with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. On the final leg of his last trip as Secretary of State, Kerry will attend the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. The Obama administration is set to lift some financial sanctions against Sudan. An announcement is expected later today. The easing of sanctions is in response to positive actions by the Sudanese government in fighting terrorism, reducing conflict, denying safe haven to South Sudanese rebels, and improving humanitarian access to people in need. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.